Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Katie Ozdemir is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because she's got a very important, a very powerful, a very touching, a very emotional story to tell you. And I want you to sit up and pay attention. This is a very important topic, and I want you to contribute to this. I want you to participate with this. I just want you to listen to what she has to say and tell us a little bit about this project. It's called Wings of Hope. It's a calendar. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Ozdemir is perfect.
Ozdemir, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, as some of you may know, you may have heard me say this. I probably only have said this one other time. I have joined Arnold Palmer's hospital complex in Orlando as one of their a member of their National Advisory Council. I'm very happy to do that. I lend my voice, whatever resources I have, to continue and to grow the work that they're doing down there on so many levels for children and for women. And Katie, I know you've been involved in this. Your son has been a patient in that in the hospital, the Arnold Palmer Hospital system down there, and so whatever I can do to help this, the wonderful work that they do, folks, I'm going to do it. And that's what this is, as part of what we're talking about here today. And Katie, tell us a little bit about this calendar, the Wings of Hope calendar.
The Wings of Hope calendar, we're in our third year now. And what it is, it's a calendar that celebrates the lives of little children with cancer. And what's really remarkable about it is that all the children photographed in the calendar are cancer survivors or they're going through treatment. They're all local kids, so they're all kids from our own neighborhood. And it's a grassroots project that a girlfriend of mine and I, she's a twice breast cancer survivor, and had a little neighbor, Evan Page, who made the cover of the first calendar. So she's had cancer in her life. And
now we're talking about Diane Black.
Diane Black, yes, mm-hmm. Photographer and co-founder, and she's actually the creator. The idea came from Diane. Mm-hmm. She had her little neighbor, Evan, over in her butterfly garden, and she just thought, what a similarity between what Evan was going through with his cancer treatment and what these butterflies go through, the metamorphosis that they go through, the struggle that they go through to survive. And she's a very, very spiritual person. It just touched her, and she came up with this idea of a calendar where she photographs childhood cancer survivors with butterflies.
Yeah. Folks, I wish you could see. No, I'm gonna rephrase that, Katie.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait for you to see. I can't wait. I was in the oncology department down there.
Uh-huh.
Earlier in the year, Katie. I saw the children there. But I've never seen such beautiful little smiles.
Oh yeah.
Such rosy little cheeks. Such humongous freckles on these beautiful angels. Some of them have become angels.
Yes.
And these pictures. Please tell Diane tell her. I haven't had a chance to meet her yet. What a wonderful job she did. These faces, catching these images, and each one. Below each picture, there's a little quote. There may be a quote from the parents. There may be a biblical what a little pixie.
Oh, and, my God. Beautiful, beautiful girl.
Well, and these, I'll tell you, folks, this is so uplifting and so encouraging, so inspiring. And it's a useful calendar, and let's go ahead and tell the audience what they cost. It's $15.
$15 and 100% of it goes to Arnold Palmer Hospital, the hematology oncology unit.
100% ladies and gentlemen, goes to that hospital. And and as I say, Katie, my wife and I were in that hospital, in the oncology division of the Arnold Palmer system down there.
Uh-huh.
In Orlando, and we walked around, we met some of the oncology nurses, we saw the children coming and going. What a beautiful, wonderful environment those children have. And we saw what they do to help those children have as normal a life as possible while they're having the treatments.
Sure.
While the parents are there.
Sure.
The dignity that they provide everyone was amazing.
It absolutely is. It's truly a healing environment, and you have to think about the whole family, not just the child, but the family is going through this with the child. The family has to be healthy and be able to take care of that child. The child has to have things that distract them from their treatment. But it's just an incredibly integrated and healing environment at Arnold Palmer Hospital.
Well, we were able to watch the children playing in the little play areas.
Mm-hmm.
And there were you know, half a dozen children, anywhere from the ages of 4 probably to 12 maybe at the time.
Sure.
And they were all sitting together and playing. There, even though they were in a lot of different ages there in the little circle, so to speak,
they were
brought together by one common bond, weren't they?
Yes, they really have a connection. They really do. In fact, the youngest child we have in the calendar is 18 months old. And I think we photograph children anywhere from 18 to possibly 15 or 16. You know, even one of the kids we had a cancer that's very rare in children, ovarian cancer.
Yeah. Sharon Wiggins is 11, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. It's worth $15 to see her beautiful freckles. She is the prettiest little thing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's a passage. I can't read it, Katie. I'm having a little difficulty here. But anyway, folks, I'm telling you, the picture of Sharon with the freckles is worth the picture and worth the calendar. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give you an opportunity to find out where this is, and I'm going to help you as well. The website is a little bit long, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah.
How they go there.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give it to you. Here it is, folks. It's write this down. www.foundation.orlandoregional.org/events. And we're going to give that to you again, but I'm going to make it easy for you. And I've got something I want to do extra for you if you'll participate with this calendar. I'm going to do something for you myself, and I'll tell you about that when we come back. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Katie Ozdemir, ladies and gentlemen. She's a co-founder of the Wings of Hope calendar. This is a calendar that's been designed and developed and is being marketed to be sold to people like you, people who care about other people. And 100% of the proceeds, $15 for the calendar, 100% of the proceeds is going to the Arnold Palmer. Is it the oncology?
It's the hematology oncology unit.
Hematology oncology wing. I have been in that facility, folks. I wish I could take each one of you through. If you ever get a chance to go to Orlando, if you're in Orlando, those folks will give you a tour. They'll show you what they've done. They're so proud of what they've accomplished, Katie, down there, and they have every right to do so, don't they?
Oh, they have every right to do so. I mean, my son was a patient there in that unit for almost a year, and they just did amazing things with him. Stage 4 cancer at the age of 2, and, you know, I look at him every day and look how beautiful he is.
What's his name?
Brandon.
And how is Brandon?
He is terrific.
There's a little picture of him in the calendar, isn't there?
There is. He was in the inaugural calendar, Mr. February.
Yeah. But he's in the new one, too, isn't he? No, I'm sorry. 06. He's in the 06 calendar.
He's in the 06.
Because that's what I'm looking at. And we're talking about the 07 calendar, right?
Yes, we are.
We wouldn't sell them an 06 calendar in October, would we? We wouldn't do that to them.
But now,
if you want one, send an extra $15 in. We'll send you an 06 calendar. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the freckles on Sharon is worth the price.
Oh, she's precious.
We wouldn't take anything for our calendar. I want to give you that website again, folks. Here's where you can go. Now, this is where they can buy the calendar online, right?
Yes.
www.foundation.orlandoregional.org/events. Now, in a minute, I'm going to give you an email where you can let me know. You can go to my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com and hit the contact button there and let us know if you can't find that, if you need more help. And here's what else I'm going to do, Katie.
Okay.
Anybody listening to this show who buys a calendar and lets me know that they bought a calendar, I will send them a copy of my 3 Minutes to Success book for free.
That's terrific.
It'll cost you nothing, folks. I'll pay for the shipping. I'll pay for the book. All you got to do is buy a calendar. 100% of the $15 that you're going to pay for this calendar is going to go to the hospital to help to treat and to find cures for cancer, for childhood cancer. I hope you'll make me send you thousands of books. I have the books, folks. I have them in my possession. We can ship them today if you'll do this. But this is how important I think it is to this. And so I'm putting my money where my mouth is, folks. I hope you'll take advantage of this. Is there a phone number anywhere that they can call?
They sure can. They can call Melissa Anthony, who's in charge of the project, at 321-841-8022. And if you want me to give out my phone number, I'm more than happy to do it, but Melissa
I think that's fine. Melissa Anthony, folks, 321-841-8022. And it's, can we give her an email address?
You sure can.
Melissa.anthony@ORHS.org. Melissa.anthony@ORHS.org. Can they go on the, if they go on the website, can they see the pictures of next year's calendar?
You know, I don't know if they can see the full calendar. I know the cover is on there, but okay. I can check with Melissa to see if we can post the entire calendar.
Well, or it's just something up there. But folks, if you ever trusted me, if you ever believed anything that I ever said, believe this. The children are absolutely breathtaking. They're angels. They're smiling. They're happy. They're all holding butterflies.
Yeah.
And it's some of the best photography, Katie, I've ever seen.
Oh, Diane is an amazing photographer. She's an amazing person.
Well, and that's an amazing organization, the Arnold Palmer Hospital System down there. There's a women's and infants hospital, the brand new one. Mm-hmm. We were there for the grand opening back in the end of April. There's the children's hospital. They're literally going to have the open house for the children's trauma center.
They are, and they're also, the future plans are to double the hematology-oncology unit because there's such a need here.
Anything else? We've got about a minute. Anything else you'd like to tell us, Katie?
I just want to tell you that this is the most amazing project I've ever worked on, and it totally is giving back to an organization that saves so many lives every year. I just can't say enough about the Arnold Palmer Hospital and the entire Orlando Regional Healthcare System.
And folks, Mr. Palmer is very, very much involved in the movement of this hospital, and he's a moving force behind this hospital. It's not just his name on the door. I've been there when he was there. Here's a quote from the 2006 calendar, folks. Listen now to the gentle whisper of hope. Open your eyes and see the beauty of tomorrow. Those are the kinds of quotes you're going to get in this calendar. Katie, thank you very much for being here. We'll see you again real soon. Thank you for the work that you're doing. Quick break, right back after these messages. Got to do some other stuff, and we'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.